Right, so what we're going to talk about today is we're just going to talk and just experience a little bit about the elementals. And so we're just going to, it's quite a big area of energy to work with. So we'll just try and cover some kind of base stuff really, just to, for the purpose of giving you all a better understanding of the planet and the elements and how they actually totally relate to you. So we'll just work with the four, what we call the four base or physical elements, and if we get time then we'll introduce that one as well. So the elements that we're working with are the earth, the water, the air and the fire. Those four elements make up what we term nature. Alright? So nature, if you're looking for a god, a physical aspect or a physical god, that's what nature is. Nature totally controls the planet and it totally controls us in the sense of the environment we live in. So you know, I think that for quite some time now mankind has kind of missed the concept really of how important those elements are. All right. Okay. So the earth, it provides us the food, all right, the organic matter. It also provides us the physical body. All right. It doesn't make up the entire physical body, but it does make up the actual organic matter. And so that element of earth is part of us. If then we move on to the element of water. So I think the water is something like 70%. The body is 70% water, something like that.
80%. Okay.
Is it 80? Yeah. Yeah. There's different calculations on that, but what it's saying is that it's a dominant element within our physical form, and but it's in a different it's in a different form than we see it as it kind of floats around and as we drink it and that, right? It's amalgamated within the human structure and form itself. So so it builds up quite a bit of our physicality, but it also sustains us as well, right? Man doesn't survive that well without water, all right? So we need it to sustain us. So then we go on to air. And of course, our body is made up of air as well. There is space in between each of our cell structures. And if you follow that pathway deeper and deeper, you'll still find aspects of that air element within those more subtle parts of your physical body. And of course, it makes up one of our most important aspects of ourselves, which is our respiratory system. All right, the way the body... the human body has been designed is that it requires that oxygenation to exist once again. So it's almost a little bit more important than water, because you can survive a little bit longer without water than you can without air. Right? And yet, how often do we think or have any gratitude around that on any given day? We're just breathing and we're not even thinking about it. It's, which is a fantastic thing, because you know, if we had to think about our breathing all the time, then you know, there's going to be a few that aren't going to make it, isn't there? So then we move on to the element of fire, which is radiated basically from the sun. And the Egyptians used to call it, or do call that, the solar disk. So once again, mankind cannot exist without that element of fire. So what radiates out from the sun is there's a huge amount of minerals and elements that the sun radiates out, which our body does assimilate. Right, so we can absorb a lot of energy from the sun just because of that fact. However, at this particular time on the planet, because the elements are so in conflict, they have the potential to cause conflict for us as well. So whether that's by a natural disaster, or by the radiation from the sun on our skin. It's just the way that the elements are at the moment. But it wasn't always that way. It hasn't always been that way, and they weren't created in that way. So it's just to bring in this understanding, and this, you may already have the understanding, but it's to remind you that those base elements are the governing energies of this planet. And whatever those energies do, we only have a choice of how we work with that. Because we can't change them, and people that have the thought process that they can change them do not understand what that element is. And so any attempt to change them can only end really in some form of destruction, right? Because when the elements and the planet were first created and first formed, they were created to a perfect design. So each element was perfectly in balance with the other. And so at that time of being on the planet, there was no... there was nothing like what we see today in the forms that there was no elemental disruption, there was no extremes of the weather patterns that we're experiencing now, there was no flash flooding, there was no solar flares, alright, there was no tornadoes, because those things have only come about through the imbalance of the elements. But the imbalance of the elements are not created by themselves. They're created by the civilizations that live upon the planet. So whatever we do on the planet influence those elemental those elements. And so I think it's as mankind starts to reach that understanding fully, which we are in that place at the moment, but we've waited a long time, so that now we're seeing the destruction side of those elements. But that is not, shall we say, that has never been and was never created as the purpose for those elements. So it's nature as we see it today, all right? And it's how nature is on the planet. But we would not say that it's true nature, all right? It's nature in the way that it has been shaped by those living upon the planet for from different civilizations. So that's the important thing to acknowledge, is that each of those elements make up your physical body. Without any one of those elements, you have no physical body. All right. Without any one of those elements, we have no planet to exist on either. All right. And so it's bringing that awareness once again back within yourself, because if we look at the elements, then we start to realise that, like ourselves, we have a physical form and we have a spiritual form, and so do the elements. So we see the physical form as the water, as the earth, as the air, and as the fire. They also have what we call an elemental force, and this is the energy that that particular element creates. Now let's use water as an example. Now that element can create its force in quite a few different ways. Mankind can use that force to then generate electricity. All right. That force can be used for transporting seeds from various plants, pollens, to another particular plant or another area to pollinate. All right. So that's the... that's more like the energy and the elemental force itself doing things with that energy. And then, of course, you have what we call the elemental being. Now, the elemental being is, to put it into a text that's understandable, is, shall we say, a spirit form, a spirit energy. But it's very unlike ours, in the sense that it absolutely has no free will. It doesn't choose, it just exists. We can be like that as well, but most of the time we're trying to choose whether we're using our free will or not our free will. But the elements don't get to choose that. So let's give an example of that. we'll use the elemental fire. So if I strike a match and I light the fire in my house and it creates the beautiful warm feeling and it heats my hot water, and it's all good. It's one of the best ways to use that element. So then, and that's using it in a positive way. The element doesn't ask me about it. It's just doing what I'm asking the element to do. So then in another scenario, which is slightly more negative, is someone decides, oh, I really don't like that thing over there. I think I'm going to go and burn it down. So he strikes a match, and the fire is there, and it gets burnt down. Now, the element itself had no participation other than doing what it's designed to do, and that's to serve mankind and to do what it is called upon to do. And so it's a great responsibility we have to actually understand that we are the ones that control the elements by what we think and what we call it to do, because the element can't turn around to us and go, well, you know, that's a bad idea. I don't really think we should do that. It's just going to do it. Okay? And so it's, if you can arrive at a point of understanding around that, then it will change the way that you actually think and be upon the planet, just in your own personal will. Right? And it will also give you an added advantage that you'll further your kind of protection and your conserving of the elements. So it's like, yep, we're getting to a point where if mankind keeps heading in this trajectory, you know, we're going to run out of fresh water. There'll be no fresh water left because mankind's polluting all the fresh water. And nature's way of working, is its timetable is much slower than ours. So as an example, you know, one system we use is we put bores into the ground to access our water. Okay, now if we go into a big what we call aquifer, which is like an internal lake, so to speak, or reservoir filled with water, there may be millions or billions of litres in there, all right? And we can take as much of that out as we like. And mankind, with his technologies, can take it out very quickly. But for nature to refill that aquifer, it may take 100,000 years. We don't actually know. But it's not going to fill up in the next big downpour. It's not like our it's not like our water tank at home. It doesn't happen that quick. And so if we can realise that that's what we're working with as well, then we'll start to have a little bit more or further respect and further patience and understanding for the elements that we're using. So that then, in that way, we're fulfilling our role of preserving the planet. And I think that every spirit that incarnates onto the planet does come with a burden or a responsibility to nurture this earth plane, not only for yourself, but for all those others that dwell upon it. And so if we can practice that in some small way, then that's a good thing for everyone. And so in that way, it's great because it means that you can help people that you don't even know just by doing something good for the element, because that's going to rebalance it. And often people can fall into a little bit of a misconception of about that, well, you know, what difference can I make? You know, I'm only one person and I think there's 6 billion on the planet at the moment. You know, what difference is me turning off the tap quicker going to make? Well, it does make a difference. It just simply makes a difference. It's as simple as that. And so if we can start practicing some simple things and some simple awarenesses to help us protect those elements and to nurture them and to assist them also to return back to their true form, then we will find that the planet we're living on will become much more stable, much more comfortable. And the other fascinating thing that will take place is that you'll start seeing our bodies changing back to their original form and structure, which is quite different than the structure and the form that we hold at the moment. And so with nature, with the elements, there is an internal blueprint that they are governed by. It's like a universal law. And so whatever whatever thought, whatever energy that the element or the aspect of nature has been created in, no matter what change mankind makes to it, that element or that particular plant or food will always have within its blueprint the original concept that it was made in. And it will always work towards reverting back to that, no matter what mankind has done to it. All right? And so with the elements, though, will always, to a degree, be in conflict with each other until we can stabilise this world enough to allow them to revert back to the original form. And so it's the same with plants. So we're at a stage now where, you know, many of our, not only our bodies, but our loved ones, our friends' bodies, are reacting and creating within themselves many different types of diseases, many type of afflictions, whether they be physical or mental. And a lot of this is associated to what's happening with our food, because we've changed the structure of food so much that we're not getting the right combination of chemicals that the foods are designed for to provide that total well-being for our physicality. And of course, that's only one aspect that causes these imbalances, but it's one that we've all got totally in common, because apart from, I believe it's breatharians, I don't think they eat that much. They do a lot of breathing, but they don't eat that much. But that's the one common thing about us all, is that we're all eating. So regardless of our lessons that we've come here to learn as far as our, you know, like our issues go and the areas that we're working on or that we're trying to develop, the food and the elements is something that's completely across the board for us all, right? And so it's going to have that ability or that opportunity to affect us all as well. And so I think for mankind it's something that we've really got to start focusing on. We've really got to pay attention to it, because especially in the Western worlds, the materialism is getting far out of balance, to a point where we're all going to have to work extremely, extremely hard and go through some hardships to rebalance that perhaps in the future. And so the more we can do now, the better. And it's more about just making those little steps and those little stages. So we're not saying to you, right, get rid of your house, get rid of your car, you know, drop all those things. What we're just saying is, when you're approaching and you're trying to achieve your dream or your goal, as you do that, try and think of a way that would help the elements and it would help nature in the best way as well. So that could be, a very simple thing. Let's say you're going to buy a new car. So you might decide, right, I really like the look of that car. It looks awesome. You know, I would feel really good driving that. I would look really good driving that. But its fuel economy is only like 3 out of 6. Well, actually, okay, what if I make a decision and go for the one that's 5 out of 6? Then I've just helped that little bit just by making a choice. You've still fulfilled your dream. You'll still get a nice car. You know, it'll still do all the things you want it to do. But in your pursuit for your desires and your dreams and your happiness, you've allowed yourself to work with the higher consciousness of yourself by taking the planet and the elements into consideration. And that's the kind of key ingredient that we're really missing, is taking that consideration within ourselves when we're making our decisions about, all those things we want.